This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A happy Tuesday. Welcome to Send It In, presented by BetMGM here on the BetQL Network. I'm your host, PJ Glasser. We got a great show for you guys today. We're going to talk plenty of college football, plenty of NFL. We'll dive into some baseball as well. We got game two of the ALCS tonight between the Yankees and the Guardians. Matt Horner is going to join us later on in the show for Model Making Money. Ryan Horvath standing by. Going to talk a bunch with Ryan, obviously getting to the Devontae Adams news that we had this morning. And then we'll wrap the show up with our favorite plays of the day. As always, we want to hear from you guys. We want you to interact with the show. Go to twitch.tv/BeckQL, YouTube.com/Odyssey Sports. Let me know what you think of the Devontae Adams trade. Let me know anything that you like in NFL, college football, Major League Baseball, NHL, whatever's on your mind, let us know. You can hit us up on Twitch or YouTube. And if you miss any part of the show, we got you covered with the Send It In podcast as well, wherever you get your podcast. Glasses in session. Let's go to the Glasser guest line. Ryan Horvath joins us. Give him a follow on X at Ryan Horvath, co-host of BetMGM Tonight, which you can catch right here on the BetQL Network, 7 to 11 p.m. Eastern Time with him and Brad Evans, and also BetQL Tailgate Kickoff Saturday mornings. Ryan, I hear that BetQL Tailgate Kickoff show is pretty good.
Yeah, hey, we've been on a little bit of a heater, so I think everybody should tune in every Saturday morning, 9 a.m. Eastern, and at least get the picks from us, man, because it's been a nice couple weeks for us. NFL,
really
different story for me this Sunday. Anytime yeah. Favorites. Cash like that, it's going to be a rough Sunday. But college football has been treating us very, very well.
Certainly has. You can catch Ryan and I every Saturday morning, 9 to 10 a.m. Eastern Time, 14-5-1 in our last 4 weeks, our last 20 plays. So, Horvath, we've been on a heater.
Yeah.
Definitely want to talk some college football with you, but let's start with that Devontae Adams trade. Nobody's a bigger Packers fan than you. You know all about the Rodgers to Devontae connection. You love the Jets coming into this season with that loss to the Bills last night. I mean, you can get some great value on them now to win the division, make the playoffs, win the AFC if you want to get ambitious. Now that they've made this trade for Adams, which a lot of people thought they would do, do you like the Jets moving forward?
I do. I think the safe bet is the Jets to make the playoffs, right? I know it's the flashy move. I think really where the Jets need to improve is the trenches. Also, I mean, Greg DeLague was awful last night. I know it was a windy night, but that's a game they needed and should have had last night against the Bills, divisional game. Looking at the schedule, though, moving forward, man, I mean, if you want to get greedy, 6-1 plus 600 for them to win the division is a really good price. I like the Bills, but the Bills right now are all beat up on the defensive side of the ball. They're winning games because Josh Allen's playing the Superman role. I really don't like their offense right now, right? Like a lot of dinking and dunking. They did hit some explosives last night, but everybody else in that division is a fade for me. Miami, I know we think that we're going to see Tua again this season. At least that's what they're saying right now, but I don't trust the Dolphins. 1-6 against playoff teams last year, 10-1 against everybody else. I don't trust that defense. New England's probably going to be one of the worst teams in the league, although I did like what I saw from Drake May on Sunday. We were both on that side. So, yeah, plus 600. I did play a little bit of that this morning, but I really like the Jets to make the playoffs. Unfortunately for them, I do think they lose this week to the Steelers. I think everybody's going to overreact to the Devontae trade. I think it's going to take him some time to get familiar with the offense, get back on the same page as Rodgers. Also, how's everybody else fit in now? Alan Lazard's had a nice little season. Garrett Wilson on any other team is probably wide receiver number one. Now he has to adjust to be in wide receiver number two. What does this do to guys like Tyler Conklin? I actually think this will be a good thing for Breece Hall. But again, they have to improve in the trenches, and the run defense really has to improve, man. Last night, Buffalo just gashed them on the ground. I think they lose to the Steelers outright. After that, though, you get the Patriots, you get the Texans at home, you get the Cardinals, you get the Colts at home, you get the Seahawks at home, and then you get the Dolphins and the Jags and the Rams and the Bills. So I think the Jets to make the playoffs is the safe bet, but plus 600 is some pretty good value. So I did play a little bit of that over at BetMGM as well today.
Yeah, and you mentioned the Jets are in Pittsburgh taking on the Steelers on Sunday Night Football. We were both talking before the show started. A lot of storylines now around that game. Obviously, Devontae, but Russell Wilson, it was announced today, is taking first-team reps with Pittsburgh. So a lot of interesting storylines heading to that game on Sunday night. Ryan, let's talk about your Packers. Great game at Lambeau coming up on Sunday between Houston and Green Bay. You got the Packers 2.5-point favorites right now with the total at 47.5. Last week, or this past Sunday, was really the first game where it felt Green Bay was like as healthy as they've been all season. Love looked like himself. The receiving core was back. Defense was forcing turnovers. Now they go up against Houston, who a lot of people like coming into this season. They're 5-1. They're playing really well. How do you like Green Bay against Houston on Sunday?
Love Green Bay, anything under a field goal. 2.5, I think, is a perfect spot right here for Green Bay. Like you said, man, they finally put together a full four quarters, and I don't even think the score indicated how much of a blowout that game was. What's impressed me most about Green Bay this season, the defensive side of the ball. Jeff Hafley, first-year DC, came over from the college ranks, was at Boston College as a head coach. Right now, they have 17 takeaways, number one in the National Football League. So finally, all those first-round picks are living up to the hype. On the offensive side of the ball, they really just had to get healthy, right? I mean, the wide receiver room, they're loaded, they're deep. Now everybody's healthy with Romeo Doubs catching 2 touchdown passes. The Wicks injury stinks, but getting Christian Watson back healthy helps. Tucker Kraft has been a really damn good tight end. And Jordan Love, having him back healthy. I think, man, I mean, the problem is, I was going to say I think Green Bay is the team to beat in that division, but I don't know, man. Minnesota's still sitting there right now, unbeaten. The Bears are playing good football, although I don't think they make the playoffs. I think Green Bay definitely gets in, Detroit gets in, and Minnesota gets in. But I love this spot against Houston. I didn't fade Houston coming into the season. I just didn't do anything with Houston. I didn't take them on the win total. I didn't take them to win the division, only because you go from playing a last-place schedule, you know, projected to win 5.5 games, to now playing a first-place schedule. And I think Green Bay wins this game outright at Lambeau.
Any thoughts on props in that game, Ryan? Just like from what you saw last week against Arizona, knowing Houston's offense without Nico Collins, maybe how they want to attack Green Bay, any players that you have in mind that you think could be good prop options in that game?
Yeah, so last week I played Jordan Love passing yards over 254.5, and we barely got over. I'm going to go back to that again. I like the passing yards against that Texan secondary. That's my issue with Houston, man. Love the offensive side of the ball. Love C.J. Stroud. But the secondary, other than Derek Stingley, I still think has some question marks, like the pass rush. But I think Jordan Love might be able to pick them apart. So I like the passing yards. And I'm going to go back to Romeo Doubs. Got more involved in the offense after being suspended. He was unhappy. With the Wicks injury, I really like Doubs moving forward, fantasy purposes and for player props. So an anytime touchdown and then Jordan Love passing yards will be my first looks in that one.
Love it. Ryan, last weekend's college football slate was awesome. This weekend's might be as good, if not better. We got the two marquee matchups in the SEC with Georgia, Texas, Bama, Tennessee. Early thoughts on those two games. Anything you like right now, sides or totals?
Yeah, I actually like Bama against Tennessee. I was so hyped about Tennessee a couple weeks ago. I had the Nico Imaliava Heisman ticket. But really, like, let's be honest, they were surviving and winning games because of their pass rush and because of their rushing attack. They were one of two teams in the country averaging over 250 passing and rushing yards per game. But Nico's really struggled. I wanted to see more against Florida. Man, I mean, they were pretty much shut down in the first half of that game, barely survived in overtime. I think this is a good spot for Bama. They've been kind of playing with their food really since the first half of that Georgia game. I have not liked what I've saw, man, but I think Kalen DeBoer is going to have them motivated and ready to go. I do think that they're the better team here. Georgia, Texas, I've been going back and forth on. Like you said, I was surprised that we got the 3.5, so automatically I number grabbed the 3.5. Getting the hook. But I do think Texas wins the game, man. I think that we're kind of, some of us, sleeping on Texas. I think Sark might be the best play caller in the country and one of the better head coaches. They're the best defense in the country right now. Now, again, who've they played, right? The best team they've played so far, Michigan. So they're going to step up in class here and see a real offense. But so far, so good. The number one defense in the country. Quinn Ewers has looked good since coming back. I think Texas wins, but I think it's a field goal game, so I had to take the points there with Georgia.
Love it. Ryan, in about 30 seconds, give us another college football pick that right now, early on in the week on Tuesday, that you've already bet.
All right, so Maryland, 7.5 against USC. USC loses a heartbreaker in overtime. Now they have to come here, Peach, to our territory. I like the Terps to cover the 7.5. And then Arkansas, +3. I think Arkansas is beating LSU outright. After that emotional win for LSU in overtime against Ole Miss, they hit the road. I think Arkansas is going to beat them in that one.
Absolutely love it. Ryan Horvath, give him a follow on X at Ryan Horvath. Make sure you catch him tonight and every weekday, 7 to 11 p.m. Eastern time. BetMGM tonight, Ryan and Brad Evans. And make sure you catch Ryan and myself, BetQL Tailgate, kickoff 9 to 10 a.m. Eastern time. Ryan, always appreciate the time, pal. I'll see you all. See you on Saturday. Can't wait.
See you Saturday, Peach. Thanks so much for having me, man.
Absolutely. All right, guys, let's keep it rolling as we continue talking some college football here on Send It In. And again, this slate this week, guys, I know last week got a lot of hype, but this week's slate is really good. It starts at noon Eastern time. Number 6 Miami travels to Louisville to take on the Cardinals. The Canes are 4.5-point favorites in this game. The total is 61.5. I think a lot of people are going to like the over in this game, right? Miami's offense has been great all season. Cam Ward, one of the betting favorites right now to win the Heisman. Last 2 weeks against Virginia Tech and Cal, their defense has not been good at all. Coming off the bye week, though, I think this could be a lower scoring game. I think 61.5 might be a touch too tall. This could be like a 31-24 kind of game. So I kind of lean towards the under. I think I would take Miami as well at 4.5. It feels like the Canes were limping into their bye a little bit. Fortunate to win that game against the Hokies. Really fortunate to win that game against Cal with that massive comeback. I think they get to the bye week. They regroup. Louisville's going to have their full attention. I would probably lay it with the Canes if I had to at 4.5, and I would take that under as well. One of the big games of the weekend, believe it or not, is going to be Nebraska and Indiana in Bloomington, also a noon Eastern kickoff. Indiana's undefeated this year. Kurt Cignetti's done an incredible job with the Hoosiers. Matt Rhule's also done a really good job with Nebraska as well. Both of these teams, their DNA is kind of the same. They want to run the ball, play good defense. They want to limit the mistakes. They kind of play really tough football, and they're really well coached. Indiana's favored by 6.5. I think if we get to 7, I think Nebraska would be a play for me in this game, but I think the under is going to be the bet for me in this one at 15.5. Big game for both teams. I think both teams lean on their run games. Both have experienced quarterbacks, Raiola for Nebraska and Rourke for Indiana. But I think ultimately both teams want to run the ball, play good defense. I think this is a lower scoring game in the low 20s. So I would lean towards the under 15.5 in Indiana and Nebraska. Big one in Knoxville on Saturday, number 7 Alabama at number 11 Tennessee. Tied are now 3-point favorites, and the total is 56.5. I think it's telling you a lot that Bama has gone from 2.5 to 3. Sportsbooks are willing to take some bets on Tennessee at that key number at +3. I think Bama, though, has a good matchup against Tennessee in this game. Vandy and South Carolina have given teams around the country kind of the blueprint of how to beat Bama the last couple weeks. You got to run the ball, chew clock, possess the ball, go on 13, 15, 16 play drives, chew 8, 9 minutes off the clock, keep that Bama defense on the field, and obviously their explosive offense off the field. The problem is Tennessee doesn't want to play that way. They want to go hyper fast. They want to run as many plays as they possibly can. And even though Tennessee is a great running team and Bama has struggled against the run, Nico has not made nearly enough plays as he needs to as Tennessee's quarterback. They've really struggled this year. Tennessee, also another one of those teams that really has not been challenged this year by a good offense. Arkansas is far and away the best offense and quarterback that they've played, and they lost that game outright. Now they get maybe the best quarterback and the best offense in the country in Alabama. So I like the Tide. Keep in mind, too, Kellen DeBoer in these big games is so good. Last year with Washington, he played in 7 games where he was going up against a ranked team. He went 6-1 in those games. His only loss was in the national championship to Michigan. And then this year, we obviously already saw him beat Georgia. He's beaten Kirby Smart. He's beaten Dan Lanning. He's beaten Sark. This guy can beat anybody in the country. He can beat them home, road, neutral. Really good. Great in big games. I like Bama -3 against Tennessee. If it gets to 3.5, I think I would lay off, but 2.5, 3, I like the Tide. LSU and Arkansas, Ryan just talked about this game. Love Arkansas at home, +3 against LSU. Total is 54.5 in this game. Just a brutal spot for LSU. Great game against Ole Miss in Death Valley on Saturday night. Win that game, overtime, emotional win. The fans stormed the field. And now you got to flip the page. You got to go on the road to Fayetteville. Keep in mind, LSU on deck has Texas A&M and Alabama. So they're going through a crucial part of their schedule where they're playing top 10 team after top 10 team. And sandwiched in between all that is a trip to Arkansas. And keep in mind, the Hogs this season very easily could be undefeated. Their only 2 losses were at Oklahoma State early on in the year where they had multiple 2-touchdown leads in that game, and then also lost to Texas A&M in that neutral site game in Dallas where they could have won. So Sam Pittman's team has been better than advertised. They've been very good. They're off a bye week, and the last time we saw them play, they upset Tennessee. I think they got a great shot at upsetting LSU as well. Georgia-Texas, we got in this game a bunch yesterday. Love Georgia, +3.5. Also, we posted this play on the TikTok page on BetQL. Everybody hates the pick. Everybody's dunking on me. They all love Texas, which makes me like Georgia even more. I think Texas is really good. The problem is we haven't seen Texas play anybody this season. We know what we're getting out of Georgia. We've seen them against Bama, against Clemson, against Kentucky. So maybe Texas is just as good as advertised. Maybe their defense is going to continue to play really well. Keep in mind, though, this game is an absolute must-win for Georgia. They lose this game. They drop to 10-2. They still have a game at Ole Miss and home against Tennessee. Does a 9-3 Georgia team make the college football playoff? Maybe, but this is a big game for Georgia. I think they're going to look much better for all 4 quarters than they did against Bama. I'll take the Bulldogs +3.5. And then finally, I'll come right back with West Virginia this week at +3 against Kansas State. Iowa State had the big matchup advantage against West Virginia last year. Cyclones, very efficient passing offense, going up against a very weak West Virginia secondary. This week, though, Kansas State, good running team, but they do struggle to throw the ball. Avery Johnson was banged up in that Colorado game. He left the game, came back, delivered a game-winning drive. But West Virginia back at home again. Another opportunity to knock off a ranked team. I'll take the Mountaineers +3 against Kansas State. All right, let's look into our glass ball now here on Send It In. Again, huge weekend of college football. We're starting to get all these marquee matchups that we scheduled at the beginning of the year. And because of that, a lot of these odds are fluctuating in the conference markets. You look at the ACC, SEC, Big 12, and Big 10. We'll start in the ACC. It feels like a two-horse race at this point between Miami and Clemson. The Canes are +135 to win the ACC. Clemson is +160. Neither team plays each other in the regular season. Clemson's probably got the more difficult schedule. They do have 2 road trips to Blacksburg to play Virginia Tech, and they're at Pittsburgh as well, who's undefeated in ACC play. Miami has a tough game at Louisville this week, but after that, really nothing that jumps out at you on their schedules. You would think these would be the two teams that end up meeting in Charlotte for the ACC championship game. When they match up on a neutral field, especially if these two teams keep trending the way that they are, Clemson's going to be favored in that game. So I would grab the +160 now with Clemson, because when they go head-to-head with Miami, I think probably at worst, that game's going to be a pick'em. I think Clemson's going to close, though, as a small favorite. In the Big 12, we knew coming into the year this conference would be the wackiest. That's the way it's been the last 5 or 6 years. This is usually the conference that's the best to bet long shots. And here we are again. The three favorites to open up the year, Utah, Oklahoma State, and Kansas State. None of those teams are favored at this point to win the conference. Utah's already got two losses. Oklahoma State's got three losses. Kansas State did survive against Colorado. Another tough test coming up against West Virginia on Saturday. Feels like Iowa State probably is going to be in the Big 12 title game. They just look like the most complete team right now on both sides of the ball. Great identity, running the football, good defense, a lot of returning production. I would say the two teams that interest me potentially would be Texas Tech at 10-1. I think they look like a decent team. The way that their schedule sets up, they have Iowa State at home, and they also have West Virginia at home. So two of the tougher teams that they play are at home. I think also West Virginia could be a team that I would watch as well, 20-1. Big game against Kansas State this week. If they win that, they're going to be right there in the mix. I do think BYU is going to drop. They got some tough games coming up. I also think Kansas State's going to drop a couple games as well. So West Virginia, Texas Tech, two of the teams that I would look at in the Big 12. Big 10 is probably my favorite current futures bet right now. I like Ohio State at plus 150. Yes, Oregon beat them. Oregon's in the driver's seat to be one of the two teams to play in the Big 10 championship game. The other three teams, though, after Ohio State and Oregon, Ohio State plays all of those teams. They play Penn State, they play Indiana, they play Michigan. I think Ohio State wins all those games. If they do, they're going to play Oregon in the Big Ten title game. And much like Miami and Clemson, if Oregon matches up with Ohio State, Ohio State's going to be favored in that game on a neutral. And also, it's going to be tough for Oregon to beat that team twice in the same season. So I would grab the Buckeyes right now at plus 150. And then the SEC. Texas is the big favorite at plus 120. They beat Georgia on Saturday. They're probably going to be minus money. I would take a shot with Georgia, though, right now at plus 450. It feels like a good buy low spot on Georgia. We talked about this yesterday. Nobody has beaten Georgia outside Alabama in the last 4 years. So until somebody shows me that they can beat Georgia, I'm going to hang my hat on Georgia coming through. I think Texas A&M's an interesting team, too, at plus 650. If they can get by LSU next week, their only difficult game is home against Texas at the end of the year, which they absolutely could win. They got road trips to South Carolina and Auburn. Could be tricky games. I think they're going to beat LSU next week. I think they got a shot against Texas, too. A&M plus 650 could be worth a look in the SEC as well. All right, let's look at week 7 now in the NFL. Another great slate of football. The football this weekend is going to be really, really good. We start on Thursday night with the Broncos and the Saints. Denver, a small 2-point favorite. The total is 37.5 in this game. I lean towards Denver on the money line in this matchup. I don't love taking Bo Nix as a favorite. Best unit on the field in this game by far is going to be the Denver defense. I think on a short week, we have seen time and time again, usually the more talented team, whether they're home or road, tends to win these games. Spencer Rattler showed some flashes against Tampa, but at the end of the day, he's only making his second career start. He's on a short week going up against one of the best defenses in the NFL. So I'd probably lean Denver on the money line against the Saints. Patriots and the Jags out in London. I mean, nobody's going to want to take Jacksonville. They've been one of the most disappointing teams in the country, or they've been one of the most disappointing teams in the NFL this year. Feels like everybody wants to fade them. We're all waiting for Doug Peterson to get fired. 5.5, that's a lot of points going up against New England. I will say, before Caleb Williams won last week, rookie quarterbacks were 0-5 straight up and against the spread playing out in London. So these international games tend to be difficult for rookie quarterbacks. Keep in mind, New England's got a rookie head coach in Gerard Mayo as well. I know Jacksonville has not looked good, but they have the clear advantage in this game. The fact that they're already out in London. They played last week against the Bears. They know this road trip well. There's going to be a lot of change for a young Patriots quarterback and head coach as well. So I would actually lean towards Jacksonville -5.5. We got Atlanta home against Seattle this week. Falcons 2.5-point favorites. The total keeps going up to 51. Love Seattle. I hope you grab the 3. Even at 2.5, I would still lean towards the Seahawks. I think they win this game outright. Seattle coming off a tough home loss to San Francisco, and they get an extended week playing on a Thursday. Feels like Atlanta's stock right now is really high. What they did against Tampa Bay, followed it up with a nice performance against Carolina. Seattle's lost 3 in a row. Their defense is a mess. Nobody wants to bet this team. I'll take Seattle plus the points. See if you can grab that 3 against the Falcons. Titans and Bills. I don't think Buffalo should be laying 8.5 in this game against Tennessee. I know Will Levis stinks, but I will take the Titans plus 8.5. Think about Buffalo's schedule the first 6 weeks of the season. Think about how many big games they've had to play week after week after week. They had a Thursday night game against the Dolphins, Monday night game against the Jags, Sunday night game against the Ravens, last night against the Jets. They had that game come right down the wire against the Texans. They played four primetime games in the last 6 weeks. They're also coming off of a three-game road trip. Now they come back home. They're huge favorites against maybe the worst quarterback in the NFL, one of the worst teams in the NFL. Just feels like way too many points. It feels like a classic letdown spot for Buffalo. I'll take Tennessee plus the points. Bengals and Browns, I just like the Bengals to win this game on the money line. I think there are some great teaser options this week, so I would put Bengals money line in there with another game on the board, possibly like a Chiefs plus 7.5 or a Lions plus 8.5. Texans and Packers, love Green Bay, minus 2.5 in this game. The Texans are 5-1 this season, but I have not been impressed with them. Joe Mixon's back in the equation, but Nico Collins still remains sidelined. I just think New England with Drake May and the four turnovers really made that game more lopsided than it really was. New England played them pretty tough. They had some chances to backdoor cover that spread. I think going up against Green Bay, who's fully healthy now, Love and his receivers are back. I'll take Green Bay. Anything under 3, I think, is good with the Packers. Dolphins and Colts this week in Indianapolis. Dolphins are coming off a bye, still searching for answers on offense. I think getting a 3.5 with Miami, though, probably would be the side. Love Joe Flacco. Love what he's done the last couple years, but I like him as an underdog. I don't like Flacco laying points, especially at 3.5. I'll take Miami plus the points. And then Lions and Vikings, one of the games of the week. Talked about it yesterday. Like Minnesota, minus 125 on the money line. Now it's up to minus 140. Still would probably take it. If this gets to 3, I would certainly bet on Detroit. This just feels like one of those games where the Vikings are coming off a bye. We all just saw Detroit beat Dallas by 40 points. Lions are starting to look like the team that we all thought they were. It still feels like heading into this game, a lot of people think Detroit is better than Minnesota. Yet Minnesota is the favorite. I would take Minnesota to win that game against Detroit. It's going to be a really, really good one on Sunday. All right, a promo from our friends at BetMGM. They are offering a shot at a $50,000 jackpot. Just opt in, place a $10 straight bet on any MLB player to hit a home run. If your player's home run lands in a team's bullpen, you win a share of the prize. Giancarlo Stanton did that yesterday for the Yankees. Bonus bets expire in 7 days, and the offer runs every day, Monday through Sunday. Head to BetMGM Sportsbook now to opt in and get your chance at a $50,000 win. All right, let's go to Model Making Money. Check in with Matt Horner joining us here on a Tuesday. Matt, what are the five-star plays BetQL has for us today?
Yeah, so we're actually going to go to the ice today. We're going to go with the Calgary Flames on the money line against my Chicago Blackhawks. Simply a numbers play again by the model. The Flames are around minus 145 or so in the market right now at home on the money line. The model says they should be at minus 172. So once again, getting some value there, and the model likes them. I think my Blackhawks will be better this year, but I don't think we're that great. Plus, we're coming off a huge win against the Edmonton Oilers. Maybe a letdown spot for my Hawks, so I like it.
All right, very good. Matt, what about in baseball, either tonight with Yankees, Guardians, tomorrow, Mets, Dodgers, anything that you like?
Yeah, so today I'm actually going to take two player props in the game tonight. Garrett Cole under strikeouts and Tanner Bibby under strikeouts, both of them to go under their strikeout numbers. Cole at 5.5. Bibby was at 5.5. He's 4.5 now at plus money, maybe still worth a bit of a sprinkle there. Cole simply hasn't been the Garrett Cole that we're used to seeing. His strikeout rate has gone way down since he has his lowest strikeout rate since 2017 so far this year in his 95 innings, 25.7%. And the Guardians, they just simply don't strike out a ton, especially at home. So 5.5, I think, is too much there. For Bibby, it's interesting. I've noticed he's, in his last two postseason starts, he has thrown more sinkers in his last two postseason starts than he did the entire regular season, which makes me lead to believe that he's pitching to weak contact here. He doesn't want to let the Yankees hit the ball out of the stadium, which is what they're the best at. He has thrown double-digit sinkers in his last two postseason games. He threw 9 the entire regular season. So He's starting to put a sinker into his pitch mix. I think that correlates to him not getting as many strikeouts. So at plus money with the 4.5, I think that's worth a play in the game. And then the side and the total, I'd lean the Guardians at plus 145, plus 150 or so. I think there's a little bit of value there. And I like the under simply because the temperatures are going to be in the low 50s, really cool. And a lot of times that plays to the pitcher's strengths a little bit there in terms of limiting runs. So that's my thoughts on that game. But I really love those two player props.
Very good. A lot of good stuff there. Matt, in about 30 seconds, give us a play or two that you like in week 7 in the NFL coming up here early on in the week.
Yeah, so I bet the Jets last night. It was a terrible weekend for me. The public grubbed, but I bet next week I'm still going to be taking the Jets again at +1.5. They've now moved to -1.5 because the Steelers, for some reason, are starting Russell Wilson over Justin Fields. I don't really get that at all. And the market has also said that doesn't make any sense. So the Jets are now favorites. But the Steelers just won, beat the Raiders handily. The Jets just lost. People are going to be wanting to take the Steelers at home, getting points, I think. So I think the Jets get a nice win next week.
All right, very good. Matt Horner joining us here on Send It In. Always great stuff from Matt. We appreciate it. And I'll talk to you again soon, Matt.
Sure. Thanks, PJ.
You got it. For those people who want to continue to bet but don't have the time to research each individual game, you need to download the BetQL app. It ranks each game on a 1-to-5-star scale based on its unbeatable analysis from spreads and over-unders to player props. Stay up to date and bet confidently with BetQL's help. All right, guys, time for PJ's plays. Let's start with going streaking. Jose Ramirez is going to be our guy today, 12 for 34 in his career against Gerrit Cole. That's a .353 batting average. We'll take Jose to get a base hit. Giancarlo Stanton, say what you want about him in the regular season, but in the playoffs, Stanton's been money in his career for the Yankees. We'll go for Stanton to record a hit today, minus 145. Dog of the day, I'm going to go with the Guardians today, plus 145 against the Yankees. Yankees dominated game one, much like the Dodgers did against the Mets. We saw the Mets bounce back. I think the Guardians bounce back as well. Give me Cleveland, plus 145. And then my favorite bet, Ohio State to win the Big Ten at plus 150. Oregon's probably going to end up in Indianapolis, but Ohio State, all the three favorites right after them, Indiana, Penn State, and Michigan, they play all three of those teams. If they win out, which I think they will, they're going to match up with Oregon again in Indy. And if they do, I think Ohio State gets their rematch. So those are my favorite plays for the day. Thanks again to Ryan Horvath, Matt Horner for joining us. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Make sure you check out the Send It In podcast if you miss anything, and have a great rest of your day.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.